The same day the Patriots burn the fort in 1775, they take the opportunity to seek vengeance on the hated Loyalist commandant, John Colet. A veteran of the French and Indian War, Colet produced a highly respected map of colonial North Carolina in 1768. His personal behavior was another matter. He was accused, for instance, of having defied the High Sheriff of New Hanover County in the legitimate performance of his duties, of detaining vessels illegally at Fort Johnston, and of embezzling a large quantity of goods from a ship that had come to grief near the fort. When served a warrant regarding debts he owed, he responded to the sheriff with the shameful contempt of wiping his backside with them, according to a letter from the time. Sometime after he became commandant, Colet had built in this area, outside of the fort, a new small dwelling house, large barn, stable, coach house, and outbuildings. In the afternoon, the militia burned them. A 1992 archaeology dig found that the oak tree nearest the corner grows through the house foundation. Colet's losses came to 10,000 pounds or more, upwards of $2 million in modern money, strong evidence of his corruption. For a close-up look at Tapia, go back down Davis Street to the pier and take the steps on the right onto the beach. Go left under the pier to what looks like a line of rocks along the shore. This is probably the lower battery added in 1804, made of Tapia. For more on the history of Fort Johnston, go to the audio clip under Historical Tidbits.